lit because the one time I couldn't attend, someone could speak on my behalf.
Alright, we
and
ready?
And vote on my behalf.
Who are we missing?
A lot
all
of people.
I guess I'll hear them all called out, right?
Well, because this was... I forgot about that tomorrow was Nevada Day, so I had to make this like last minute, so...
But you still agendized 3 days before, based off of a doodle poll that people filled out.
Is anyone calling in, or are you not going
to
get quorum?
No, we're not going to get quorum, I don't think, but... I mean, I'm having one next week, so I'll make sure there's stuff ready for next week. This one is just,
yeah.
I don't...
Well, you don't get points if you don't get quorum.
What's
That's
up?
Out of your control. If you agendized the meeting and showed up to do it,
right.
It's not like you missed a meeting.
Right,
right that
yeah.
That doesn't reflect on the
no,
chair.
Right.
We're all having meetings next week because no one showed up to be like...
I totally forgot because I plan on having one this Friday and like doing stuff this Friday, but I just forgot about Nevada Day. So this one is going to be short, but I promise you I have stuff ready for next meeting. I promise.
This was not a reflection on you.
Right. But yeah, are we ready to go? Start? Mm-hmm. All right. I call to order the meeting on the Committee on Government Operations at 4:31 in the President's Conference Room of the Center of Student Engagement on the third floor of Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Billman.
Absence excused.
Senator Compton.
He's off the committee, I believe. Absence excused, but he took himself off last meeting.
Senator Fuegas.
Present.
Senator Maul.
Present.
Senator Maul.
Absence excused.
Senator Smith.
Absence excused.
Senator Stopka.
Absence excused.
Senator Thummel.
Present.
Cormis, not present.
All right, that's all right. So then moving to agenda item 5, old business. I'll just give you guys an update of things we'll have coming for next week. I'm just finalizing a few things for some of these pieces of legislation. I'll send them to you guys to review. So just make sure you guys are reviewing them and you're ready for next Friday. But first off, I had a meeting today with the ADA, regarding ADA compatibility for our meetings with Mary Hyde. What we're going to be doing, or what we discussed at this meeting, is she's going to come into one of our Senate meetings and kind of give an overview of just how ADA compatibility works with legislation, things like that, just to give the senators something to think about, just to, like, put it in their minds and stuff. What we're going to do is the chairs, or our goal for now, is that the chairs who have to post legislation or post agendas are going to take a class. I forgot who hosts it. I forgot the gentleman's name. Don, yeah. So what our goal is to take a certain class that Don hosts, I guess, that can help the chairs with making sure that our agendas are compatible and stuff. And then once we have that up, we're going to try and work on maybe creating a template for future chairs and exec members that have to post agendas about what needs to be incorporated. Speaker Jackson?
I think maybe this committee, too, we could write a resolution saying, because, I mean, in the future, we want that class to be part of our trainings, but... For right now, for the people that are posting agendas, I think a resolution should be written to express that all of the people who are currently posting agendas should take this class as soon as possible.
Senator Flingus?
Does that apply to like the directors as well who are posting agendas?
Yeah, like exec members as well. So yeah, that's something that I can reach out to some members, maybe some members who aren't here right now or someone.
I'll do it.
Senator Flingus, you want to take that on? I'll work with you too, because my goal is to also write legislation that puts the ADA compatibility into the SAS as well, that just mentions it. Just so it's something that we're all thinking about, something that's in our governing documents. It is technically in the UNR policy, I guess, but just so it's something that's in our SAS, so it's something that we're thinking about. I'm going to write a SAS change with that, but I'd love to work with you as well on the resolution, so that should be fun. For the SNF update, I sent the document that Hannah sent to me, or Speaker Jackson. I'm meeting with him on Monday at 10 a.m. to go over it and make sure we can get the legislation finalized so that can be on our next meeting. And then the Nevada State Undergraduate Research Journal, I'm meeting with Senator Ma tomorrow during his office hours at 1 p.m. to discuss that. You look confused. Or he just said he would be in the office from 1 to 3, so I'm just meeting with him then to discuss it. Senator Flingus?
I was just thinking, can we have office hours on holidays? Like, you know, is that a thing?
Dr. Beattie?
I mean, you can come in, but, like, did I count?
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't say. The problem is that this office will be closed, so your constituents couldn't get to you.
So they won't be his. All right. I just know that he always has his office hours on Friday, so I told him I'd be there when he's there. He's still coming on Friday, so to meet and talk about the legislation. So I guess they won't be his office hours. All right. Well, anyways, just to like update you guys with that, I'm working with him tomorrow. So I guess they won't be his office hours. We're meeting tomorrow at 1 p.m. to discuss that. So that will be ready for next meeting. Senator Flanges, do you have any update with like the elections code you can give us?
Yes, I do.
Awesome, let's hear it.
So the elections code has been being updated. There's a lot of discrepancies just like written into the code. And so we've been going through and cleaning it up, just making sure like for instance, you know, we're making sure like when you submit items that they have to be submitted prior to you putting them out. None of this like within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's nowhere in the SAS that it says that donations are half price. Like, it says it in the packet, but not in the SAS. So, frankly, anybody who's elected under the donations, like, if they did that, they didn't follow the SAS, and the possession is, like, could be invalid. Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, we're going through and we're cleaning it up, adding those. The biggest change, though, is people are going to file all of their documents under a Dropbox, and then that's going to be reviewed by the Attorney General. And so, we have to build that into the SAS, but we can't build it into the SAS until Raul builds it, like, the actual Dropbox for Cameron Harris to have access to.
Right.
But we are going to set up a meeting to finalize the last changes in the SAS and write in the new provisions. And we also changed stuff to include, like, you're allowed to have, like, Snapchat filters and, like, other forms of social media can be within the polling location
right,
and within that
right.
20 feet radius. And so we defined that as well. So anyways, we're changing just the way that elections work, but most of it was cleaning up problems, but it should be done. As soon as Raul makes the
right.
online box, then we'll write the legislation that reflects exactly how the box works, and then it'll be done.
So let me get this straight. You guys are updating the SAS, and you're also changing the elections code packet, correct?
The packet is not included in the SAS. It has nothing to do with us.
Okay.
The packet is exclusively up to Courtney Kinsella, but she's waiting on us to finish the specifications with the online Dropbox before she like finalizes the packet. But the
right.
packet isn't even written into the SAS, and I don't know if we should because as soon as you write it in the packet, like the packet gains power, and so if you change the packet, then you'd have to like kind of like I feel like it'd have to be approved by Senate.
Right.
So anyways, we haven't written anything about the packet. The packet's just supposed to clarify things written in the SAS. And so we're trying to make the SAS reflect all the things that are currently in the packet.
Gotcha.
Is really what we're doing.
Got you. Dr. B, did you have something?
Yeah, I would not advise putting the packet into the SAS.
Yeah.
Because then you're muddling with elected officials, muddling with the elections
right.
process, many of which you were gonna run again.
Exactly. No,
Right. And
we're just changing the elections code to reflect the changes that they want to make. Like, they just want to file, they want to file the documents under, like, in a Dropbox, and, like, that has to be reflected on the SAS, as well as
right.
the what are they called, donations.
So you're updating the SAS to reflect the change
yes,
in the election
code? Yes, we don't have any access to the packet. We're
gotcha.
Just updating the SAS, so that way the packet is then, like, following the SAS.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, perfect. Thank you for your work on that. I'm looking forward for that going through our meeting. I'm also, in terms of things I'm going to be working on as well, I don't know if they'll be at next meeting. Hopefully they will be so they can be at the Senate meeting after that. I'm working with Speaker Pro Tempore Martinez. We're looking at potentially cutting the ILEAD program from the SAS. This is something that's been brought to my attention, so we're going to work on legislation for that. And also updating the Chief of Staff positions. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but it's Senate... Chief of Staff Bradley has mentioned this multiple times. There's things that just don't accurately reflect what she currently does, so just keeping uniform with that. Also, while I'm on here, I'll speak about WTF, what we're doing with that, because I know Senator Maul, you signed up yesterday to be a part of that project, correct? All right, are there any like questions you have about it, like what our goal is with that? Or?
Nah, everything was pretty much summed up yesterday.
Pretty much summed up?
Yeah.
All right, so... And also, Speaker Jackson, because you and me talked about it after our Senate meeting, what's like the plan of action we're waiting on right now? We're currently waiting to reach out to the people of Notre Dame, correct?
Yes, I was hoping that we could hear from them and kind of how their program works. And
mm-hmm.
then once we get information from them, we can have a meeting to kind of discuss our different options.
Okay. All right, so I guess for now, it's just kind of a waiting game. We're going to see what we can do for that. The ultimate plan, though, correct me if I'm wrong, but is that the new WTF Nevada page, what we rebranded as, will kind of be like something like a placeholder until we get the forum up and running, correct? And then we can take all of our followers from the WTF Nevada page and transfer them over, correct?
Correct.
Okay, got you. So I guess for now, it's kind of a waiting game, but I'll keep you updated, especially you, Senator Maul, on that. Let's see what else. All right, and then in terms of other legislation, that's about all I have right now. So it's a good amount of things. We just, again, with this meeting, since without there being quorum and stuff, we can't really vote on anything. But for next Friday, they're definitely most of the things that I mentioned, like the SNF update, the end surge, cutting the ILE program, things like that, I would like to have ready for next meeting, because I am also meeting, I forgot to mention this, but I'm meeting with Speaker Pro Tempore tomorrow as well to discuss the changes with the ILE program and the chief of staff positions. So, yeah, we should have a lot going through next meeting. Also, after, I forgot to mention this as well, but Attorney General Harris sat in on a meeting with Mary Hyde. Afterwards, I spoke out to him about meeting with directors, because he's mentioned it in his reports a couple times. He wants to meet with directors and see if they have any changes to the SAS to be made. So I'm going to be attending those meetings as well with him. We worked out, he CC'd me in on the emails that he's sending to him, so I'll be attending those meetings. If there are changes, I can, you know, make lists of them and then assign those to you guys. So I'll keep you guys updated with that as of now. The one he's done so far is with the director of PR, Director Wahlberg, and I'm currently working on legislation to cut the assistant director position. There were two assistant director positions. One of them got cut last session. It just, the secretaries haven't updated it yet, so that one will go out, will be taken off the SAS as soon as possible. The second one, there was legislation for it. It went through committee. It just didn't go through Senate. So we're just going to have to resubmit that legislation for our next meeting. So it'll go through our committee again, and then it'll go through Senate. Assuming it passes, then we can take both of those positions out and get the SAS updated correctly. So far he's only met with that director, but he does have more scheduled in the future. So I'll keep you guys updated with that and if there's any projects that have to go through our meeting. But that's all I have for upcoming legislation. Is there anything you guys have other than that? Senator Maul?
So the campus escort one, I'm waiting to get an intern because it's going to be quite extensive, and I kind of want to want him or her to be there when I meet with Helen and kind of discuss everything going on, so they kind of see how like the background work is done.
Okay.
And I'm still planning on working on the simplified SAS. It's just kind of got pushed back because my finals have been wrecking me for the last 3.5 weeks.
Right.
So that's something that I'm definitely going to be getting done this semester.
Right.
And kind of more on presenting it next semester.
Right.
Literally.
And me and Senator Flank has kind of talked about it as well. What our kind of goal is to take maybe even not the whole SAS, but just like the elected positions or the appointed positions and take those and simplify them and put them on one document. I don't know what kind of template it would be, if it would be a pamphlet or something. We can work with Inkblot with that as well. But just kind of taking the SAS, making it less formal, just focusing on the duties as well, and giving that out to people who want to run for office in the future. Because I feel like a lot of people that go into positions, like be it Senate or exec positions like programming, things like that, they just don't know what they do specifically until they're actually in it. So I think if we could give that out to incoming candidates and things like that, I think it'd be very helpful. Senator Maul?
So one thing we should do is we could simplify, take off like a lot of the fat, and just kind of have with major bullet points, and
right.
Just have a more simplified version of that to hand out to people within like the election packets and
right,
like,
absolutely.
Wherever you guys want to put it. That way we have one for like ASUN as a whole, and we have one for people coming in.
Absolutely. Senator Fleming, did you have some dad?
I also think one of the things that we can do just like in terms of like helping out, like simplifying the role of senator also, like I think that we can make like a separate one for Senate because it's so complicated. Like people run for it, they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
I didn't even know there were committees before I got here, so I feel like you could make one that like outlined what the committees do as well. Like
mm-hmm.
So, like in terms of like simplified SAS, like that should be included, like what the committees actually are supposed to do, because
right.
I feel like campaign should include if you want to run for a chair position, and like you know, they should like people should understand like what they're running for.
Right. Especially since like by our first meeting as senators, that's what we do, is that the first meeting is we hold elections for chairs. So if they can kind of prepare more for that going into it and stuff, I think that'd be very beneficial. So yeah, I think that's a good long term project. My thought was we assign members of the committee to certain departments or certain positions. They simplify it, then we like discuss it as a committee and see if changes need to be made. That's kind of my thought process for it, just make sure our committee's kind of all working and, you know, carrying out, you know, stuff on the committee. What was it? What were you going to say, Flingus?
I feel like no one's here right now. So I feel like it'd be fun if we could take what we want to work on just before we start dishing it out. Because like, I would be down to outline what each of the committees do, because I really, really believe people should run on the platform if they understand what the committees do. I could like simplify that, and I could have that by Monday so that way you can agendize. I don't know. Do you agendize that? I could just bring it to meeting by Friday. Haha.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's kind of like my overview for that whole project. I think it could take some time depending on how many things we want to simplify, but I think it'll be very beneficial. And like you said, if we can have it done by this semester and then have it ready to roll out at the beginning of next semester to give out to like, you know, interns that are going to be running or any candidates as a whole to put in the elections packet, I think that would be very beneficial for them. But in terms of that, that's all I got for this meeting. Anything else from you guys? Nope. Perfect. Moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, seeing none, I'll move into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 4:46 p.m.
Yes, thank you.